love it's time for Nicole Sandler. What's new from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
That a vote on both infrastructure bills was going to happen on Tuesday. Well, late Sunday night, House Democratic leadership announced that the vote would be delayed slightly because there were still negotiations going on in the reconciliation deal. Quote, we have made extensive progress on prescription drugs and other key initiatives which were not included in the text posted to rules on Thursday. At this point, we will need additional time to craft language and get final agreement with all parties involved. Therefore, rules will not be meeting tomorrow on the updated Build Back Better Act test. More updates to come. We still intend to vote as early as possible this week. End quote. So, reports are that negotiations are still taking place, not only on prescription drug pricing, but also on Bernie Sanders' Medicare expansion and on immigration. Now, aside from those still unresolved issues, the Congressional Budget Office hasn't even scored the bill yet. Well, of course not. It's still being drafted. So once again, Democrats are setting random deadlines that will be difficult to meet. As far as real deadlines go, the next important date to watch out for is December 3rd. That's when newly extended transportation funding put in place to buy time on the infrastructure bill runs out. That's also when the U.S. is expected to hit the debt ceiling. President Biden finished his work in Italy at the G20 summit, where world leaders agreed that all nations should take meaningful action to prevent global temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. But critics were largely unimpressed. Greenpeace, for instance, said the G20 leaders, quote, failed to meet the moment ahead of this week's COP26 climate conference in Glasgow. The final G20 communique did not include a promise to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050, as climate activists had hoped. Instead, G20 leaders stressed the importance of reaching that goal around the middle of the century, wording preferred by the oil-rich countries of Saudi Arabia and China, the world's biggest polluter. So, President Biden is now in Glasgow with more than 120 other heads of state for the COP26 summit on climate change. But neither China's Xi Jinping or Russia's Vladimir Putin is there. This does, though, kick off 2 weeks of negotiations that will hopefully end with a firm global plan to take on, as UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, coal, cars, cash, and trees. You might recall back in August, the latest UN climate report painted a really dire picture and predicted that the world must cut in half its emissions over the next decade in order to begin reversing disastrous climate effects. President Biden has already pledged to reach that goal by 2030, and part of his mission in Glasgow will be convincing other nations that the U.S. is serious about its climate commitment. Here at home, members of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection are re-examining a 134-year-old law that they say the former guy and his allies exploited to try to prevent the verification of the 2020 presidential election. It's the Electoral Count Act. It was meant to give Congress a process by which to certify Electoral College votes submitted by the states. But experts say that it needs updating to ensure that a losing party can never subvert the Electoral College results. The committee's new interest in this law undercuts a legal argument made by Trump that the panel has no true legislative purpose for seeking his White House documents. Speaking of elections, Tuesday is Election Day. Yes, it's an off year, but there are a number of important races being decided, beginning with Virginia's gubernatorial race. Many see it as an early referendum on Democratic and Republican influence leading into next year's midterms. Also being decided at the polls Tuesday, New Jersey's governor, plus mayoral races in New York City, Atlanta, Boston, Minneapolis, Seattle, and Buffalo. Please vote, and do so as if your life depended on it, because it actually does. Now, while the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol continues, other investigations are also finding more evidence. The Washington Post, for instance, has a new big investigation published in the Sunday paper, among its findings that the attack was not a spontaneous act. They say that red flags were everywhere, but law enforcement officials failed to respond with any sense of urgency. Local officials, FBI informants, social media companies, former national security officials, researchers, lawmakers, and tipsters all reportedly sounded alarms, but Donald Trump sat back for over 187 minutes while the Capitol was under attack. One excerpt from the report reads, quote, "During the 187 minutes that Trump stood by, harrowing scenes of violence played out in and around the Capitol. 25 minutes into Trump's silence, a news photographer was dragged down a flight of stairs and thrown over a wall. 52 minutes in, a police officer was kicked in the chest and surrounded by a mob. Within the first hour, two rioters died as a result of cardiac events. 64 minutes in, a rioter paraded a Confederate battle flag through the Capitol. 73 minutes in, another police officer was sprayed in the face with chemicals. 78 minutes in, yet another police officer was assaulted with a flagpole. 83 minutes in, rioters broke into and began looting the House Speaker's office. 93 minutes in, another news photographer was surrounded, pushed down, and robbed of a camera. 94 minutes in, a rioter was shot and killed. 102 minutes in, rioters stormed the Senate chamber, stealing papers and posing for photographs around the dais. 116 minutes in, a fourth police officer was crushed in a doorway and beaten with his own baton. All in the first 2 hours. Trials of the insurrectionists are taking place, but without any television cameras or much publicity at all. Programming note, Wednesday, on The Nicole Sandler Show, 5 p.m. Eastern, here on the Progressive Voices Network, blogger Marcy Wheeler of EmptyWheel.net will join us to give us an update. She has been on virtually every one of the phone hearings that have taken place. We'll get her reports then. As of early Monday morning, more than 5 million people around the world have died of COVID-19. Just last week, the World Health Organization warned that global COVID-19 cases and deaths are increasing for the first time in 2 months, spurred by big increases in Europe. As cases continue to multiply in some areas, the South Pacific island nation of Tonga has just reported its first case. This discovery has prompted thousands of Tongans to get vaccinated and could result in a national lockdown. Well, the sharply divided Supreme Court is back in session Monday morning considering a Texas law that bans abortions at 6 weeks of pregnancy, just a week after the court declined to put a hold on the law until they hear the case. And this is a strange one. Abortion is not directly on the table. Instead, judges will determine whether the U.S. or abortion providers can sue over the law in federal court. And finally, it's getting to be that time of the year again, all those year-end lists and quasi-awards. This time, the publisher of the Oxford English Dictionary have announced 2021's Word of the Year. The announcement reads, quote, "The word vax, V-A-X, more than any other, has injected itself into the bloodstream of the English language in 2021. The word has been in usage since the 1980s, but exploded in popularity recently, appearing 72 times more often in September 2021 than a year earlier. Every year, Oxford's Word of the Year seeks out the word that best reflects, quote, the ethos, mood, or preoccupations of the preceding year, that also has, quote, potential as a term of lasting cultural significance. Vax was determined to be the clear winner, according to a senior editor at Oxford Languages. We also learned that Merriam-Webster Dictionary added several COVID-related words to their dictionary in October, including long COVID and vaccine passport. Sign of the times. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.